I need a volunteer. Most of us have heard that phrase in the classroom, at a practice, at work, or while in the audience of a speaker or lecturer. I remember the exuberance of some children in school whose hands would shoot up as soon as they heard the word volunteer. Pick me, pick me, not even knowing what they were volunteering for. As adults, we're often far more careful about volunteering. What if God asked for a volunteer? How many of our hands would shoot up, followed with, pick me? Or said another way, here I am, Lord. We see such a response in Acts 9. Acts 9 contains the story of Saul's conversion. If you recall, Saul was persecuting Christians and was on the road to Damascus when he was struck down and blinded by a great light. He then heard the question, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Saul got up and was blinded for 3 days. Right in the middle of this story about Saul, we find an example of, here I am, Lord, a response from a man named Ananias. In Damascus, there was a disciple named Ananias. The Lord called to him in a vision, Ananias. Yes, Lord, he answered him. This response carries with it the sense of being ready and willing to do as the Lord asks. God then asked Ananias to go and lay hands on Saul so that his sight might be restored. But Ananias had heard of Saul. He said to the Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints in Jerusalem, and here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who speak your name. He had a here I am, Lord attitude, but he wanted to make sure he heard the message correctly. God assured Ananias that Saul was the one chosen to bring the gospel to the Gentiles. Ananias rose and did as he was asked. Because of his trust in God, Ananias had a pick me attitude. As a result, Ananias joined Jesus in transforming Saul's life to the apostle we know today, Paul. Sometimes we feel God tugging at our heart to invite us to participate in His ministry. We don't always know what we're getting ourselves into, but we can trust God because it's His work. When we say, pick me, we're saying yes to participating in His life, His love, and His ministry to the world around us. I am Greg Williams, speaking of life.
Thanks for watching this episode of Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it.
We'd love to connect with you. Here are a couple of ways. Subscribe to our newsletter, GCI Update, and like us on Facebook.
And if you'd like more resources from GCI, check out our website.
Thanks again for watching. See you next week.